This is Got Energy with Carol Gass.
Welcome to episode 4 of Got Energy. I'm Carol Gass in studio this morning with Joel Berg from Got Energy. Now, Joel, we've covered a lot of ground in terms of the topic of solar. We've talked about the process. We've talked about the incentives. We've talked about the ROI or return on investment. But this week, I think we need to cover, is solar even viable in Northern BC? And being someone who has taken the first steps into the process, I'm certainly hoping that the answer is yes.
Yeah, that's a really common question. A lot of people, I think, whether they verbalize it or not, have this thing in the back of their mind where they go, yeah, solar, that's an Arizona thing and not for Canada. That's just not true. A lot of people go there because I think our winters have so little sun. And we go through these periods of dark months and seasonal depression and all of those things. And so we have this mentality that we just don't get a lot of sun up here. But we forget sometimes that our summers are amazing. And we have sun coming out the wazoo from spring to fall. But you put it all together, you really got to look at annual numbers. Don't look at a single day, a single week, a single month. We're looking at annual totals. What do you get over the course of a year? And you know what? In Northern BC, it's really viable.
If you've got questions you'd like answered, please email cgass@vistoradio.ca. Country 97 FM.